Right, then we moved on to Devizes in Wiltshire, where we were holding the launch of the Better Off Out campaign in Wiltshire. We had quite a good turnout from our local supporters. I was particularly pleased that Dr. Julia Reid turned up. She's the UKIP MEP for the area, and she's a great campaigner and really gave our launch there a huge boost. Anyway, have a listen to this as I move around and talk to the various people who turned up to the launch in Devizes. Well, hello. We've come to Devizes in Wiltshire today. We're going to be doing the Wiltshire launch of the Better Off Out campaign. We've got some flags and stuff put up. We've got leaflets to hand out to the public. I'm early, so I'm hoping some of the Wiltshire people are going to be turning up, I think. Matt, lovely to see you.
Hey, nice to see you again.
I'm so glad you could come along today. I've been here for about 10 minutes. I know I'm early. You think I'm the only one here. Anyway, you've turned up. I think there are a couple of other people. So let's get over and join.
Okay.
Absolutely delighted Dr. Julia Reid has come along. You're the UKIP MEP for this area, aren't you?
Yes, I am proud to say that I represent the South West Counties and Gibraltar.
Oh, and Gibraltar. Yes, okay, that's a big job. Yes. Okay, well, it's lovely of you to come along. Thank you very much for your support. Perhaps you could tell us something about your background in the Eurosceptic movement and so on?
Well, I've been a Eurosceptic ever since I was studying O-levels. And one of the questions used to be then, should Britain join the European Union or should Britain not join the European Union? Discuss. And it was while doing research for that I came to the conclusion that the common market, as it was then, would be a disaster for Britain, as we now know it has been. I did campaign for the referendum in 1975.
Oh, congratulations.
Unfortunately, we lost that one because, as you know, there was so much more money spent on the Yes campaign.
Yep.
And although we spoke the truth, unfortunately, not enough people believed us. But obviously, this time, people can see that what we actually told people would happen if we stayed in the then common market has actually come to fruition.
That's right.
So I've been waiting 40 years for this referendum to come. And as with many other people in our party, because I'm a founder member of UKIP, been ready and able to fight this referendum for very many years. So we're very confident. We've had lots of positive reaction on the doorstep.
Good.
All cross-party,
even
from people who have never had anything to do with politics before, who have obviously shown an interest in your excellent organisation, and we really think that this time Britain will
be... Well, I was really pleased to hear you say about it being cross-party, because, as you know, my background is within the Conservative Party, not within UKIP, and we've got people who are working with us who are from the Labour Party as well. And we've even got a couple of Liberal Democrats, if you'll believe it, who have come and joined us for the Eurosceptic cause. So yes, Better Off Out is a really cross-party organisation. Absolutely wonderful to see you here today. But as I say, I'm from the Conservative Party, and we are trying to mobilise people from all different political parties, and indeed, people aren't a member of any. We had a lady here earlier who's not a member of any political party, and she was still very keen to get involved with Better Off Out. And I think we can all work together on this. We'll get a different result to what happened in 1975. And hopefully, this time next year, we'll be a free Britain in a free world outside of the European Union.
That would be absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you.
Delighted to have you here. Thank you very much. Perhaps you could tell us something about how you first got involved in the Eurosceptic movement and why you wanted to leave the European Union.
About probably 15 years ago, a leaflet dropped through my letterbox from the democracy movement.
Oh yes.
Making me aware of issues with the European Union. And it was, to be honest, I didn't believe what I was reading, so I started to do some research.
Yeah.
And then I discovered, to my horror, what they were telling me was true.
Right.
And the sheer horror of what the European Union is about.
I know, it's awful, isn't
it? And if people were to understand the danger that faces us, they would get involved, they would help. The European Union is not some benign organisation. it's the blueprint for tyranny. Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got involved.
Right.
And here I am.
Great. Well, it's great to have you here. Thanks ever so much. You've got a whole bunch of leaflets to take home and deliver. Thank you for coming along.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I think that went really well. We've had a good turnout here in Devizes. I was delighted Julie Reid could come along, UKIP MEP for the region. I thought she'd made a very good contribution to the discussion we had and the campaign planning. How do you think it went?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It's good to share ideas and get ideas about different leaflet designs and potentially like getting a new design every month or even every couple of weeks and just getting out there and telling everyone all the about the European Union.
Absolutely, because sort of now we've got the framework settled, we can start on the campaign proper and really start building up. Talking of which, we've got the last few hundred of these leaflets. I think you're familiar with these.
Slightly familiar with those.
Because I know you've been delivering
something like 20,000 of those, so slightly,
brilliant. Okay, well, we're down to the last two boxes. So I think if we get out and just hand them out to shoppers here in Devizes. Okay? Yeah. Brilliant. Come on. Right, Matt, you want to take another box of leaflets?
It should last another couple of days. If we're lucky, if it's not too wet.
Oh, fair enough. Right, here you go. Oh, I always forget how heavy these boxes are.
Oh, I do it by the ton now, so.
Marvellous. Anyway, thanks for coming.
Pleasure.
Be in touch, right?
Yeah, be in touch. Cheers.
Right, cheers. Right, well, that's us just about wrapped up here in Devizes in Wiltshire. We've got rid of hundreds of leaflets to the happy shoppers of Devizes. We've had a good meeting, we've gotten planned a good load of strategy and so on. So, it's 2 o'clock. I've got to get off to the next stop in Bath, okay? Cheerio.